brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I do pray that it is food. I know I say that to you all the time, but I do. I don't just want that to be a name. I really want it to be food for your soul, to draw you closer and closer to God. And His Word, you know, His Word is a living word. It comes into your soul, and it can change your life if you let it. All right, let's take a look now at the opening prayer. O God, who gave Saints Cornelius and Cyprian to your people as diligent shepherds and valiant martyrs, grant that through their intercession we may be strengthened in faith and constancy and spend ourselves without reserve for the unity of the Church. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. We take a look now at the first reading, which comes from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 4, and just a few verses, 12 to 16. Beloved, let no one have contempt for your youth, but set an example for those who believe in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Just let me stop there for a moment and ask yourself, what's the area that you most need to change? Speech, conduct, love, faith, purity. Choose the one you most need to work on right now, because the more you do that, the more the power of God's Word can go into your soul, in your mind, your thinking, and that's what we want. And Paul said to Timothy, until I arrive, attend to the reading, exhortation, and teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was conferred on you through the prophetic word with the imposition of hands by the presbyterate. Be diligent in these matters. Be absorbed in them, so that your progress may be evident to everyone. Attend to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in both tasks, for by doing so, you will save both yourself and those who listen to you. Every person you meet can either receive something from God, may that be through a smile or kindness or a question, whatever it may be, but love one another as He has loved us. And because of that, if you attend to yourself and to your teaching, by doing so, you will save both yourself and those who listen to you. I'm repeating that because I want you to take it into your heart, not just into your mind, but your heart. So now we take a look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. A certain Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to them, "If this man were a prophet, he'd know in what sort of a woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days' wages, and the other owed 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, He forgave it for them both. Which of them would love him more? Simon said in reply, The one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven. He said to him, You have judged rightly. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, hence she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little. He said to her, Your sins are forgiven. The others at table said to themselves, Who is this who even forgives sins? But he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Brothers and sisters, there are so many times when we have sinned and we just choose to forget it. Or as I've said to you before, we get embarrassed about going to confession. The priest doesn't see us. He only hears us. Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I want a free conscience. I do. And I've told the priest when I go to confession. I've tried to tell him all my sins, or I come back and say, forgot. Brothers and sisters, don't hold back. Please receive the blessings that God has for you. He died for you that you might be free. He died for you that you might go to heaven. Please confess your sin and be set free. Please. Brothers and sisters, at the end, he said to her, Your sins are forgiven. And the others at table said to themselves, Who is this who even forgives sin? I mean, everybody is perhaps rather confused. But he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Can you imagine what that would have meant for her to be free? My goodness, brothers and sisters. Psalm 111 for today tells us how great are the works of the Lord. The works of his hands are faithful and just. Sure are all his precepts. Reliable forever and ever, wrought in truth and equity. He has sent deliverance to his people. He has ratified his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord, fear means the reverence. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Prudent are all who live by it. His praise endures forever. Then, as I've said, he says in the Alleluia verse, Come to me, all of you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. And he will do that for us. He will give us rest. Saint Cyprian, who was the bishop of Carthage in the year 258, and he became a martyr in later years, he said this, The Holy Spirit says in the Psalms, Your eyes have seen my imperfection, and in your book are all things written. Again, man looks on the face of God, on the heart. The Lord himself also warns beforehand and forearms us, saying, Let all the churches know that I am the searcher of hearts and minds. He sees the hidden things. He contemplates what is concealed and unseen, nor is anyone able to escape the eyes of God who says, I am a God who is near and not a God from afar off. If a man be hidden in hidden places, will I not therefore see him? He sees the minds and hearts of individuals and destined to judge not only regarding deeds, but also regarding our thoughts and our words. He inspects the minds and wills of us all. Let each of us confess, I beg you, brothers and sisters, his own sin while still in the world, while you can still be allowed confession, while there is the possibility of making amends and forgiveness granted through the priest, is still efficacious with God. Let us turn to God with our whole heart and in expressing penitence for our sin with true sorrowing. Let us plead with God for his mercy. Let us prostrate our soul before him. Let us repay our debt with mourning, and let all our hope rest on his support. God himself tells us in what condition we must entreat, return to me with all your heart, and at the same time with fasting and weeping and lamentation, rend your hearts, not your garments. Let us turn again to the Lord with our whole heart. You know, brothers and sisters, there is nothing. This is what Saint Cyprian said. But there is nothing that God will not forgive if you come to him truly repentant. And if you say, well, I've gotten into a habit and it's been yours and I don't know how, I can't give it up. Go to the priest and say that. Say that, Lord, I've tried so hard, but I'm having a hard time forgiving letting go of this one particular sin. Just ask the priest. He will counsel you. I know it feels embarrassing, but it sets you free forever. Please, brothers and sisters, our God is gracious. Our God is generous. Our God is wholehearted, and he knows each one of us particularly, and he loves you. He would be so happy if even today, if you need to go to confession, go. Tell the priest what the problem is if you have a habit that you can't break. Tell the priest what you've done and ask for his counsel and his help. And he will. God wants you to be free of sin. I preach to myself. It's not always easy, but brothers and sisters, the weight of sin will be lifted from you. And my goodness, I just ask that God may abundantly bless you and lead you and guide you and show you the way. Let me close with this prayer for you. Through these mysteries which we have received, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that by the example of the martyrs, like Saints Cornelius and Cyprian, we may be strengthened with the fortitude of your Spirit to bring witness to the truth of the gospel. Brothers and sisters, each of us is called to proclaim the gospel. May you do it with joy. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.